But I want to say something, tell a couple of stories about Laurie, who was a gamester, prankster, very funny, and as I've already said, charming, but he was. He'd sort of enchanted rooms, bar, if you didn't know everybody in the pub. By the time he went into it, Laurie knew everybody and he would know everybody. He also, I always detected in him, and I'm not a psychoanalyst, but I always detected in him a certain discomfort. And this became more apparent after the great and surprising to him and to everybody else success of Cider with Rosie. He felt, I can only put it very crudely, and I'm not saying I'm right, I'm saying I had the impression that he had a feeling of this, of some grotesque gap between the yokel and the industry establishment, if there is such a thing. There are cliques. And also, I think jealousy came into it because I think he heard people, in making this up, I think he heard people saying to themselves, oh dear Laurie, poor old Laurie, such a good poet. What a pity he's now writing best-selling prose. And he was very, very, very sensitive on this topic. I reread Cider with Rosie recently, and I always thought it was a very good book. And rereading it, I thought it was a really very, very good book. But because it also contains not so much the antithesis that I described, but it contains a sense of almost dread, fear, among all the humour, loving humour, fear, and claustrophobia. And he describes his family and his sisters and his rather scatty mother, never criticising any of them, always with love. But there's somehow a longing to get out, which of course he did, and when he walked out one midsummer morning, what wonders he found and described.